This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Senior Corporal Lauren Ahrens was remembered at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano. As part of our series, Remembering the Fallen, here's a profile. Without fail, everyone who talked about Lauren Ahrens mentioned how big he was. 6'5", 300 pounds big, and strong. He played semi-pro football while a dispatcher in the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. He came to Dallas in 2002. Police colleague Eddie Coffey said Ahrens didn't know his own strength.
Lauren loved training. He never knew what 50% was.
Coffey told nearly 5,000 officers and friends at today's funeral a story about a vehicle drill.
At the end of the drill, the squad car door hinges were bent. The door was really jacked up. Looked at me and said, "Bro, did I do that?"
That strength was carried from drills to the street, according to Officer Debbie Taylor, a colleague and friend. She said the big guy worked some of the toughest neighborhoods in Dallas.
Nothing could stop Lorne, the supersized can of kick-ass, from getting into a dope house. This included burglar bars. Lorne, with his bare hands, would rip the bars off of the house and casually toss them to the side.
With a fence in the way, Taylor said a colleague might hop it, but not Ahrens. He'd just stomp it down and get the bad guy. Taylor helped introduce Ahrens to Katrina, the cop who would become his wife. The two women were pursuing a suspect, but their car was broken and slow, so they called for more cars. By the time they reached the suspect's home, he'd been caught by Ahrens.
Lauren just told me this past year, this car chase gave him the opportunity he had been waiting for. The opportunity to seriously begin talking with Katrina. So thanks to a squad car with a bad transmission, the rest is history.
They get married for 12 years.
Friend and pastor Rick Owen said the pair became inseparable.
Lauren and Katrina, Lauren and Katrina. You don't say Lauren, you don't say Katrina. You say Lauren and Katrina. 13, Fred and Wilma, Ricky and Lucy, Simon and Garfunkel.
The police pair have a girl and a boy, Sorcha and Magnus, 10 and 8. But as lonely and sad as life may seem now, the family won't be alone, said Dallas Senior Corporal Jaime Castro. He spoke at a vigil Monday.
Lauren, I know you're up there listening, brother. And I want you to know I was there outside the window by your side to see you take your final breath. You weren't alone. I had your back as you always had ours.
Now, the police here and across the country will have the families back. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.